studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE, ABQ Connect.
Jim Williams this afternoon with you on ABQ Connect. Thank you so much for joining us. We want to talk today about Feed New Mexico Kids. That's a ministry supplying New Mexico kids with food for their weekends. I know that sounds really simple, but Tracy Rodden is in studio and Barbara Novak. Barbara's a volunteer. Tracy's the executive director. It sounds kind of simple that Feed New Mexico Kids is providing food for kids on the weekends, Tracy, but I don't think most of us think about that. In fact, for example, one partner of Feed New Mexico Kids is the Albuquerque Public Schools.
Right.
And they do a pretty good job of providing breakfast and lunch 5 days a week. But then think about if a parent's not there to prepare food. Let's say you're 5 years old. Feed New Mexico Kids is providing a way for them to have sustenance.
Right. So a lot of the kids, 90,000 of them in New Mexico, are food insecure. And if you think about it, maybe a high schooler who's food insecure can figure it out, right? How to get food, go to a friend's house, ask a relative. But then what is a five-year-old going to do on the weekend when the parent is unable to give them food and they're trying to figure out, you know, where to get food from? If they have that the Feed New Mexico Kids 1 gallon snack pack with 11 to 12 different items in it. And the items are unique in that pretty much all of them can be opened. You can eat a little bit and close it back up and keep it in the Ziploc. And these kids are so smart that they make that snack pack that they get from school on Friday last all weekend by eating a little of this and a little of that. So that, you know, our snack packs are designed to bridge the weekend with food, right? And a lot of us, like you and I, we think about, and Barbara, you know, it's a 3-day weekend, yay, you know, we're off, or, you know, a holiday break and we're off. But for these kids, that means they're not going to be eating.
Yeah. And I can't imagine what they feel about during Christmas break.
Right.
You know, being out of school for a couple of weeks. I mean,
yeah.
I have such a heart for Feed New Mexico Kids because I just want to see a time when every child has enough to eat. For that matter, every family has enough to eat. And I believe that we have the resources to do it as a community.
Right.
So I want to start really talking to you right now about how we can get churches involved that they may decide as a congregation to serve a school.
Yeah.
How complicated is that process to get a church going?
Yeah, it's actually really simple. The church would contact Feed New Mexico Kids either by our phone number, which is on our website, feednmkids.org. Call us or email us. Our email is also on the website, feednmkids.org. And say, hey, we're interested in Feed New Mexico Kids and starting a partnership with you. And I will go in and talk with them about how we operate. We work with 5 different school districts in central New Mexico. So all the way from Las Lunas now all the way up to Pecos, we are feeding kids with partners.
And you'd love to have partners in Las Cruces.
Yes.
You'd love to have partners in Alamogordo and Roswell
Silver City.
Those communities.
Yeah. And really the biggest part of the church's responsibility is getting a group of volunteers together, you know, and having somebody that's the head of that volunteer group, which is one of the reasons Barbara is with me today, because she was one of those people that raised her hand when I was speaking at Calvary Santa Fe and looking for a leader to head up their Feed New Mexico Kids program in Santa Fe. And you just need that one person. I think it's, I don't know, Barbara can speak more to this, you know, but it's a couple of hours a week and we help you get it up and running. And the church, typically finds that line item budget that they can buy the food. We show them where to buy the food, how to buy the food, how to pack the food, how to deliver the food. And the cool thing about Feed New Mexico Kids, we are a Christian organization. Christ is the center. However, when a church calls a school and says, hey, how can we help you? They might not be as well received as Feed New Mexico Kids is when we call a school. So we kind of bridge that gap for churches and get that communication going and that relationship started.
And there is a very strong relationship.
Yes.
I mean, mean, I know I recently went up with you to Blaze Christian Fellowship in Santa Fe.
Yes.
And our friend Vince Torres, he's one of the assistant pastors there, and he had their senior pastor and everybody talk with you, Tracy. You did a very nice presentation. And then you actually met with kind of their congregation.
I did. They were, Carlos and Vince set up a question and answer period. They actually did something that I've not seen a church do, and we have 13 church partners. They were in the middle of a teaching series, and the head pastor, Carlos, said, "We're going to halt it, and this is important for our congregation to understand there are hungry children in our community." They halted their teaching series, and they had me come in, and we did a question and answer time, and Pastor Carlos said, "We just need people in the church to step up to volunteer. Hopefully we'll get enough." After that question and answer period with them, over 40 people volunteered to run the Feed New Mexico Kids program at your church. Because let's be honest, you don't go to a church. I don't go to a church. You know, Jim, you come with sometimes to say to the head pastor, "Hey, we have one more thing for you to do." That's not the point. The point is for the congregation to be the hands and feet of Christ and to be involved. The head pastor kind of gives the thumbs up for the program. The congregation takes it up.
Well, this is a perfect segue to talk with Barbara Novak. Barbara is a volunteer with Feed New Mexico Kids. She volunteers to oversee the newsletter and help with fundraising. But you even have more background. You got out of the United States military and you were in Santa Fe. You heard Tracy speak and you stood up and said, "Hey, I'll help coordinate this." How'd that go?
Yes, it was a great opportunity. I'm actually was born and raised here in New Mexico, but like you had mentioned, I joined the military and retired after 20 years. So I just felt like for a year that God had called me back to New Mexico with that scripture in Matthew, "The harvest is many, but the laborers are few." And so I came out here, and last year around August, I was attended Calvary Church of Santa Fe. And Tracy was there just trying to recruit a volunteer, a leader, to head up the Feed New Mexico Kids ministry there. And so I knew God put that on my heart to go ahead and volunteer. So I spoke with her, and I quickly just got that started for that school year. And I had about 10 or 12 volunteers to help pack after church on Sundays. And then I would deliver to the school on Thursdays. So it was just a great opportunity, and I'm just really blessed to be a part of Feed New Mexico Kids.
I want to ask you, Barbara, if this is a great opportunity for a church to actually establish relationships with educators, teachers, and administrators. Because, again, this is not it's not an overtly evangelistic thing where you're only going to get food if you read five verses of scripture every day or anything like that. You're helping anybody and everybody, but they know this is coming from the church, don't they?
Yes, and it does give a really great relationship between the church and the school. Santa Fe, Calvary of Santa Fe, we were actually able to invite families from that school to the Fall Fest, as well as provide Thanksgiving turkeys and meals to them. So we were able to establish that partnership with them and with the principal and the staff. So it's more than just the snack packs. It gives that relationship. And so it's a really great blessing for them.
So I just have something to add that Jim, you kind of touched on, and Barbara also touched on. Often when I go to a church and I speak to, let's just say, the elder group at the church about Feed New Mexico Kids, I would say 9 times out of 10, the first question they ask me is, "Can we put church information in the snack packs?" And that's not Feed New Mexico Kids' mission to put information in the snack packs. And this is why I qualify this. Because unfortunately, I have had churches not want to partner with us because we will not put information in the snack packs. Firstly, scripture is pretty clear that we're to feed the widows and orphans, right? James 1:27 talks about that. It doesn't say if they will listen to you, then give them food. The Bible never says that, mm-hmm. right? We're there to fill a need and to be the hands and feet of Christ. And then secondly is, if we were to, as Feed New Mexico Kids, say to a school, we want that church information in the snack pack, and the school agrees to it, the school has to then agree to any church's information in a snack pack, any kind of church, any kind of organization. And that is not the purpose. And the third thing is, a lot of these children that are food insecure live in an environment where adults will not give them anything unless that child does something for them, a chore or whatever place your mind goes is true. And so we're an organization that, regardless of a child's background, belief, we will give them the food.
How many kids right now is Feed New Mexico Kids providing food for?
Feed New Mexico Kids Inc., which is Feed New Mexico Kids proper, and our 13 church partners feeds over 5,000 children a month.
That is just amazing. And
it's just, it is, it feels like a drop in the bucket.
Well, and that's the sad part. You mentioned at the top of the show, 90,000 young people
that are going to grow up to be adults.
Yeah. And they're food insecure, meaning that they don't know where their next meal's coming from.
Right. That's the definition of food insecurity. And I don't know about you, but if I skip a meal, you know, my brain is not going to function at top notch. And so a young child, or even a high schooler for that matter, that we've heard, you know, on this show before, a high school student, a male, is burning 3,000 calories standing still. Let's not even get into the thought that young people are in sports. We have a Capitol High in Santa Fe. It is in such need of our snack packs right now. And the coach of the football team told me himself from Blaze Church, John, that these kids come to him and say, I need food. I don't have energy. I can't even practice. I mean, we can solve that issue if we link arms.
I need to ask both of you, is this problem so big that we can't solve it? Or,
well, Satan wants us to believe it's so big we can't solve it.
Yeah, but with a few more partners, can't we eliminate
100%,
hunger?
100%. And as Christians, I'll be honest with you, Jim, you know, I've had so many conversations with Christians that, well, that's the government's responsibility. That's their parents' responsibility. I want you to sit down and look into the eyes, those of you Christians who think it's not your responsibility, and look into the eyes of a five-year-old and tell them, figure it out.
Mm. Yeah. And we haven't talked about this yet. We'll touch on it in the next segment a little bit. But, you know, the snack packs are designed to be food that can be consumed without having to cook.
Right.
All you have to do is open up a package.
A five-year-old can do it.
Five-year-old can do it. I think it's funny that we have ramen.
Yeah.
Because everything in the pack is good to eat.
Yes.
I'm not sure it's the best food. Like, I'm not sure I would recommend people eat ramen, but it's a filler and it's healthy. And if you have access to hot water, which doesn't cost anything, usually people can do that even.
Most places like a Circle K will let a child come in and get hot water. And, you know, I've had a lot of people message me and talk to me about the food needs to be a different quality and you could do better. If those people who think that want to write me the check, because right now we're over $5 a snack pack, food costs are up 25% for me as well. I don't get food for free to pack. I have to buy it. It costs me to feed 1,000 children from the warehouse each week, $5,000.
Well, I want to give a ballpark, and I think this is fairly accurate. $264 provides 12 snack packs per week.
Yes.
Each week for a month.
Yes.
So $264, if you're a business, or maybe you want to budget this as a church, that's really not a lot of money to feed 12 kids for a month. And and that's going to kind of be in the ballpark. Like, we mentioned Blaze Church in Santa Fe. We mentioned Calvary Church in Santa Fe. They are taking care of different schools.
Right.
And probably that's about the range that they have to spend. I think that's a very manageable number. Would you agree?
I would agree. And I would say that for myself, as I finish drinking this crafted coffee right? You know, as an individual, because Feed New Mexico Kids is 100% donor funded and grant funded. Mm-hmm. I'm usually sitting applying for grants or talking to businesses about donating money. You know, Barbara's been a big help with that, of asking businesses to donate money, and we've had success with that as well. But there's a misconception that because we have nonprofit in our name and we are titled a 501c3, that the food in our warehouse just magically appears from a store, and it doesn't. Over 100 volunteers are volunteering their time to order, pick up, and stock, and then, you know, donors are donating the money.
Pack the snack packs and these kind of things.
Yeah.
I want people, though, not to get the misinformation in their brain, or maybe misunderstand.
Mm-hmm.
Packing a snack pack is really not complicated.
It's not.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about some of those logistics. I know you've got Sandy a prep doing a community service type thing. They're going to be packing some snack packs, and they can pack a bunch of snack packs pretty fast. We'll be back with Tracy and Barbara from Feed New Mexico Kids right after these messages.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Feed New Mexico Kids is supplying New Mexico kids throughout the state with food for their weekends. Kind of a simple thing, you would think, that kids don't have any prepared meals. There are certain people that just don't. And what an alarming thing. A lot of these children are eating at school. They get to school early. They eat a breakfast and they eat a lunch. They're not getting dinner at school.
Right.
But they are thriving when they have something to eat. But a lot of them, like, I can't imagine a 10-year-old going a whole weekend with no food and then taking a quiz at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, expected to be sharp on Monday and not be falling asleep or fidgeting in their seat because they're thinking about food.
Yeah, and I hope that people, I know this about Feed New Mexico Kids, you're very efficient.
Yes.
The monies donated are going to buy food.
Yes.
You know, there's not like this massive overhead applied, and 90%+ or more of the money is going to actual food. Now you have some Ziploc bags and some boxes and things that you have to buy, but you know, this is not going to big salaries and stuff. Tracy, we should mention as the executive director that you are paid and you're doing good, but that is actually been supported by some angel donors that just want to support.
And I'm
that.
The only full-time.
Yeah.
I have a part-time administrative person and the rest is all volunteer.
Well, and we're going to talk with Barbara a little bit more, because Barbara's snack pack, she has packed snack packs and done it all. But I was kind of excited that Sandia Prep is doing a community service
this
thing, and they're going to pack some food Saturday. Yeah.
And what's really cool about Sandia Prep is they reached out to us that they wanted the kids at the school to come and do a community service project, and they were just going to show up and pack. And you know, that's great, but the ultimate situation is if a school or a business could purchase food to bring to pack at our warehouse, right? Because I don't have the ability to just buy food so everybody can just pack it. Not just, but you know what I'm saying. So Sandia Prep was awesome because their community person, we said, just collect three things, right? So the kids aren't just showing up to pack. The kids are invested for a whole month to show up and bring to school, say to their parent, hey, we're going to pack at Feed New Mexico Kids. They need crackers. They need ramen. They need mac and cheese, right? And so the kids have skin in the game. Mom, I need to get that extra thing when we go to the grocery store. And they bring it and they pack it. I just think it's a beautiful ministry in that way. They're not just showing up to pack it and walking away.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. Barbara, is any of this ringing a bell as you recall you're getting started with all of this?
Yes. So once I became a leader there at Calvary Church of Santa Fe, we made the announcement at church. And so I had about 10 or 12 volunteers. And we would just spend about an hour after church packing the snack packs, like I said. And so it was really a lot of fellowship, and we became a good team. And we knew that we were doing something great for the community. There was also time to do some shopping and, of course, delivering the food on Thursday. But it was, we really just had a good time packing, knowing that we were doing something for our community. And so I just encourage, you know, anybody to get involved, to go to feednewmexicokids.org.
And you say anybody. I'm going to address individual.
Yeah.
If you gave $22, $25 a month, you'd be able to feed a student for the whole month every weekend. If you were a business and you could donate $264, it's just rounded up to $300, you could feed 12 kids.
12 kids.
For a month.
Yeah. That's like half the size of a class. And so, Barbara, how many kids did you guys feed a week? How many snack packs did you pack?
We packed approximately 60 snack packs a week.
And how much time did that take you?
Like I said, it took just about an hour after church. And so, and then, of course, delivering the food, which just took about 30 minutes.
Yeah. And they say, Jim, that people who serve, their serotonin, which is the chemical in our body, the hormone that makes us happy, that surges. But now the studies are saying that even if you think about helping other people, like us just talking about it right here, our serotonin is surging, that feel-good hormone that makes you, you know, happy. People who serve are happier people because we were put on this planet to serve and to work. We weren't just put on this planet, which is my biggest pet peeve, to be elite Christians, to say that that's somebody else's job. Mm-hmm. And this ministry is set up in a way that you don't have to solve all the issues and figure out how to feed 90,000 children. If you can just give up, like I was saying earlier, one coffee drink, I think I paid $5 for this one I'm looking at, a week, you can feed one child a week, a snack pack, right?
That's giving
Make
up
the
one coffee
at home.
A week.
Yeah. Right. Make the coffee at home, buy the milk, put it together yourself. Y'all know how to do it. It's not that difficult. And then, you know, donate $5 a week, which is, you know, let's just round it to $20 a month ish, right? That you donate to Feed New Mexico Kids. You don't have to figure out how to feed the 90,000. That's the Lord's job. But if your heart is touched by the fact that you can help one child, just give up the one coffee or the one thing that you do that maybe the Lord's already asking you to give up to focus more on Him and what you need to do.
Tracy, I'm one of those people, the thing that pulled my heartstrings when I first started meeting with Holly Slade, who was the founder of the organization, and her and her real estate organization were sponsors of our radio station. Mm-hmm. They were also founders of Feed New Mexico Kids.
Yeah.
When I first started talking with her, she would give me a lot of data, and I didn't realize the extent of the problem.
Right.
And you've done that same thing. You've done a little bit today on the radio, but you've also helped Sarah Conafani, a filmmaker, friend of yours, produce a documentary that is available for all of our listeners to look at feednmkids.org.
We're also on YouTube. If you spell out Feed New Mexico Kids, try to avoid Feed NM Kids because it won't pop up. But if you type out the full word, Feed New Mexico Kids, it'll pop up. It's about 20 minutes long.
That's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. Yep.
And
so that it's shareable. If you like the idea of Feed New Mexico Kids, helping kids get food with one snack pack on a weekend at a time, you can share that from your phone with a business or somebody you know who's looking to invest. And we're coming up to the end of the year. A lot of businesses are looking for that tax write-off for the end of the year as well.
Tracy, you've also personally experienced food insecurity.
Yes.
You testify to that fact in this documentary. But there's a lot more. What else can people expect if they watch the documentary? Why is that pull on so many heartstrings when they watch it?
Well, when I first got involved with Feed New Mexico Kids in 2019, I was packing food. I had heard about the ministry. It really started, Holly jump-started it in 2017, and I was working here at Calvary, and I had seen what she was doing, and it pulled on my heart because I did grow up a food insecure child. I was that child that before schools gave free breakfast, I was showing up. My mom would drop us off at the kitchen at a school so she could go to work, and I remember as a seven-year-old, it was still dark outside, and my sister and I would work in the school cafeteria kitchen in order to be able to eat oatmeal. And so when I saw Holly packing that food, something in my brain, because a food insecure adult, if you grew up as an adult who's food insecure, you don't want to go back. Mm. It, you know, if you're not food insecure anymore, you just want to think that's the past. That's how it was when I was a kid. It's not that way anymore. But the Lord has a way of using past trauma to serve others and to encourage other people. And so he put that on my heart in 2019. I started volunteering more and more. And I was telling everybody about Feed New Mexico Kids. And one day I was driving back from an event and I felt like the Lord said, you can do more. And as a Christian, I thought, I don't want to do more. No. You got the wrong car. Like, you need to redial, Lord. And so I've learned after being a Christian for more than 30 years, it's better to be obedient quicker than to, you know, push that aside. So I went to Holly Slade and I said, hey, is there more I can do? And she said, oh yeah, by the way. So I got more involved. And right away I could see that the awareness needed to be heightened in New Mexico because people that I was speaking to did not understand the great need. So I have a friend, Sarah Canafani. She and her husband own a filmmaking industry. And I just called, it was during COVID. It was the end of 2020. And I said, hey, Sarah, I was thinking if you could help us do this documentary, we have three or four segments I know we could use that are real stories. And you know, one of them is parents are sex trafficking their children and telling them, I'll feed you once you do what I tell you to do. And she said, stop talking. I'm doing it. And this would have normally cost $30,000 or more to have a documentary like this made. But she and I met and I gave her all the storylines that were stories from Feed New Mexico Kids, a parent sex trafficking their child for food, a child who goes home to an empty refrigerator because it's a single parent who's working, you know, a child that's being raised by parents that are addicted in one way or another to drugs or alcohol, which to be clear is not always the case.
No.
A child who's being raised by a grandparent. And I'll just tell you, Jim, that a lot of these kids that are being raised by grandparents that don't have food, it's not because a grandparent doesn't care. It's because a grandparent doesn't have parental rights because they haven't been given to them for one reason or another. So that grandparent cannot just go online and apply for funds for that child. They're trying to feed a child out of a low income or retirement income, you know, that they didn't expect or plan for. So all these storylines are in the documentary, including my own being raised a food insecure child. And that's why it's so hard hitting, because it's real.
And the documentary is available to everybody at feednmkids.org. Or if you go to YouTube,
yes,
you can search feed, spell out New Mexico,
yes,
kids.org, and you'll get to it.
And the big thing is to share that and to follow us on Instagram at feednmkidsofficial_official. I hear this all the time, people saying, I don't like social media. You know what? I don't like it either, but it's a necessary tool. And the more we share Feed New Mexico Kids on social media, the awareness becomes heightened.
Barbara, you are a volunteer with Feed New Mexico Kids. You're putting out the newsletter. So that's another resource.
Yep.
Barbara's writing things that are happening in different news from the organization and different achievements. New churches coming on board, like I've mentioned Blaze a couple times in Santa Fe. That just happened last month. And we need more, right? We need many more churches.
20, probably.
If we had 20, I mean, what would that do to hunger in New Mexico?
It would make a significant dent. You know, New Mexico leads the nation in childhood hunger.
Yeah, that is so sad.
We don't have to accept it.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking about Barbara being a retired military person, which probably means you're pretty organized. You organized everything that was going on, had packing parties essentially at Calvary Santa Fe. I want to put you in the seat of a business person, and maybe you need a team building exercise for a company with 5, 10, 20 people in it. Would this be a good activity to have a packing party, maybe buy a little bit of food? There's some very easy instructions for how to do that and pack some snack packs?
Yes, absolutely. You know, if a business wanted to come alongside us to support us, they could purchase the food and have a team building activity to make the snack packs. And then we would have a volunteer deliver them to that school. Also, I do the newsletter. I also write the thank you cards. But I was also able to come alongside and partner with Altered State, which is a Christian women's clothing and accessories store. They're located here at Uptown in Albuquerque. And we were able to partner with them for a quarter, where 10% of their net proceeds would go to feed New Mexico kids. And so we were able to, you know, they were able to donate a bit over $3,000 to feed New Mexico kids. So, you know, it's wonderful when we can partner with the business if they want to buy the food and have the snack packs, or if they want to have some of their net proceeds, you know, go to.
So the organization would take a donation and be able to pack the food that is donated.
We would send them a list of everything that they need to pack, because it has to be specific food items. You know, a lot of times we get donations. It's a bag of pancake mix or a box of cereal. We cannot pack that stuff. We have to give that food away. And so we will.
By the way, it is used, though.
It is used.
Yes.
It's just, if you're intending for the food to be in a snack pack, it has to be a specific item.
Yeah. Hey, let's take a quick break. We've got two more segments left. We're talking about Feed New Mexico Kids. We're with Barbara Novak and Tracy Rodden with Feed New Mexico Kids. We will be right back.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Tracy Rodden, the executive director of Feed New Mexico Kids, is in studio, along with Barbara Novak. She's a volunteer overseeing the newsletter and help with fundraising with the organization. Both ladies here, great story so far. I want to point everybody to the direction of feednmkids.org. There's a great documentary. You can get more detail about what food insecurity is and really all of the things that people are facing. Tracy, I kind of like to pull on heartstrings at the beginning of each segment.
Yeah.
So I want you to contrast, if you would. Let's take a five-year-old little boy that doesn't have food for the weekends, and let's take a 15-year-old high school girl. Contrast those and what they're feeling when they can't eat for 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Well, the five-year-old typically will not understand why they don't have food and other kids do. And you'll watch a five-year-old at school at lunchtime walk from table to table who's hungry and say to the other children, "Are you going to eat that? Are you going to eat that?" They'll fall asleep in class. If it's a boy, they'll be labeled as disruptive or have ADHD because they can't sit still. There's a lot of amazing teachers in the school district that are really good about identifying the issues and the reason for the problem, you know, that these kids are struggling with learning.
So a school that Feed New Mexico Kids is supporting, if they notice that a child has probably not eaten, describe the very discreet way they are given food by Feed New Mexico Kids.
Yeah, that's a really good question. And so we don't want to shame any child, a five-year-old or a high schooler, into the food insecurity issue. So the other reason that our food is in a 1 gallon Ziploc bag is it's easy to slip into a backpack. So for example, a school will have an empty classroom on a Thursday or a Friday, and they'll just say, you know, the teacher will say, "Okay, we need these kids to go to class so-and-so," and they'll make up a name like Kids Club. Five kids are going to Kids Club right now, and those kids will go to that class. They'll get the food, and the teacher in charge of that typically will say to those kids, now that you have the food in your backpack, don't open it or show it to anybody until you get home. Don't open it on the bus. Don't open it on the playground. And it's just in the backpack and nobody knows about it. Now, kids are kids and they do take it out, and, you know, because they get excited. We put encouragement cards in every bag. We have volunteers who write those, and the kids actually read them, even the high schoolers, and they'll want to take it out and show it and read it. And other kids will say, "Well, how come I didn't get that?" And then they get jealous. So it's not always a shaming thing. Sometimes it's a jealousy issue. Mm-hmm. But to contrast what you asked earlier with the high schooler, We actually, Feed New Mexico Kids tries to get food with our limited funding. We have over 1,000 kids waiting for food right now.
So there's a waiting list of people that we don't have the funding to take care of.
Correct.
Or not just the funding, but also the people.
Yeah.
So if you're a church, if you're in a head of a women's group, you're leading a Bible study, men's study, whatever it is, you could help organize just a few people to take care of
a few people, a couple of hours a week. Sometimes the organizations we work with, the other churches, they'll do all their packing for a month in that one couple of hour time slot, for the whole month. And it's not even every week. So we try to feed the middle school and the high schoolers, because let's just be honest, all of us in this room were that age at one time.
Yes.
Hormones are raging. I was thinking about that on the drive over here, because I try to think about the questions you're going to ask. And I just remember in high school, even though at the high school time, I wasn't necessarily as food insecure as when I was young, but still I was being raised by a single parent and money was tight. I'm thinking about, is that boy going to ask me to the dance? Am I wearing the latest outfit? I'm not thinking about, is math class going to be fun today, necessarily. So, we're already not thinking what we should be thinking about because of it growing up, issues of getting older. But those kids have a higher sense of pride. They don't want to tell somebody, I'm hungry. I need food. They don't want to have to carry around, because they don't have backpacks. They're past that phase. Usually a bag of food that somebody gave them. It's embarrassing for them. And if we can't get them to take the food, they're going to do what they have to do to get the food. Let's just be really honest about that. A lot of people, I don't know why this is true. If somebody could explain it to me, maybe a psychologist. We don't understand that all these young people are going to be adults. And I talk about this in the documentary. They're going to grow up and be adults. Do you want them? What kind of adult do you want them to be in your community that you're living in? Do you want them to have hopes and dreams? Taos, New Mexico is another place I would love to have Feed New Mexico Kids, because it's the second highest rate of suicide in the nation. The Taos Gorge Bridge is the second most popular place for young people to commit suicide. The number one place is where I'm from is San Francisco, the Golden Gate Bridge.
And is this often caused because they don't have anything to eat?
They don't have any hope for the future because they're hungry and they've gotten involved in things they shouldn't be involved in. And so it's a domino effect. If you take a young high schooler who feels like there's no hope, and you dial and you peel that onion back, it goes back to food insecurity as a child.
Let's get back to Barbara again. Barbara, acting as a volunteer up in Santa Fe, just getting back from the military, was setting this all up just extremely complicated, and somebody that takes this task on to help kids is going to be overwhelmed, or is it pretty simple?
I would say it's very simple. Like Tracy said, it's a joy to serve. And so we had some volunteers come together. We just get the Ziploc bags and make an assembly line and put each food item in the bag with that encouragement card and some plasticware. And then we just go ahead and fill up the boxes, which then I would deliver on Thursdays, like I said. So it's a very simple process. And like I said, it just brings everybody a lot of joy.
I know this is a silly question, but is delivering this food like really heavy and it's going to hurt your back if you carry it into the school?
It's a good question.
Yeah. I think people don't realize this is not that much labor.
No, we would just put all the snack packs in a tote. And, we have that really good rapport with the school and the counselor. And she would send some people and we would, all help get it out of the car and into her office so that she could distribute it to the children. So, it's teamwork and it's a great opportunity.
Tracy, do you have any training with educators how to recognize some of these signs?
Well, I'll be honest, APS is our largest school. We work with 5 different school districts, but APS is the largest, and they've done an excellent job on training the teachers. But each school that reaches out to us, we send them a questionnaire, and we also try to send them a PowerPoint presentation that says things to know and things to look for in kids. But Educators are, my daughter has a degree in education, and you don't become an educator because you're looking to be the next billionaire, right? You're an educator because you have a heart for education and you have a heart for young people and you want to see them thrive in that. And so if you're a teacher, you know, your heart is to serve already, and they're looking at those signs. And I think the schools do an excellent job. We try to help them with that as well. But I want to go back to a quick second when Barbara was talking about, delivering the food. I started out with Feeding Mexico Kids delivering food, helping to pack and delivering to a school. You know, it took maybe 15 minutes once a week. If we stop watching YouTube and Instagram reels and live streaming, you know, a whole series on Netflix or whatever your favorite Amazon show is, you have plenty of time to put. I have a sedan and I would fit 11 boxes in my sedan, and each box had 10 snack packs in it. I drive up to the school, they would walk out, and we help people load their cars. People would walk out from the school with a cart. We'd put it on the cart and they'd walk it into the school. You know, it was super simple. And then if you're somebody who is interested in Feed New Mexico Kids and you're homebound for whatever reason, we have a lot of people who are homebound. You can put together the spoon and the napkin that we need. We'll buy it. We'll send it to your house. I use Amazon to send encouragement cards and encouragement card information, like the stickers and the pencils and the pens, to another church through Amazon, and they put all the encouragement cards together and we go pick it up. You know, it's super, super simple. And if you're homebound, you can sit there while you're watching TV and write an encouragement card that we need.
I can't help but share the scripture, James 2:15. Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing, and you say, goodbye and have a good day.
Yeah.
Stay warm and eat well. But then you don't give that person any food or any clothing. NASB says, what good is that?
What good?
New Living Translation says, what good does that do?
Yeah.
And that's exactly right. I love Feed New Mexico Kids because, to me, this is real ministry. You're meeting people's needs where they are, providing this. And I'm just telling you, they know that this is coming from Christians.
Right.
You're going to have an opportunity as a church or a business to be able to share your faith and talk to kids down the road. And they're just going to be blessed. I think it's going to open up their hearts because they're not, I can't even imagine that Monday morning quiz at 9 o'clock where your stomach's growling and you haven't eaten for 2 days. Mm-hmm. That breaks my heart.
And churches that get involved really open the door because they're saying to the school, we want to serve your children without anything, asking for anything in return. And so the school builds a relationship with the church. And let's say Thanksgiving comes along, or the beginning of the school year, and that school will say to the church that they've built the relationship with, hey, our kids don't have pencils. Mm. Do you think your congregation could give us 100 pencils? The church says, we can do that.
Sure.
It's Thanksgiving. Hey, these three families need a turkey. Can you help us? The church says, we can do that. It's a domino effect, and it's really the tip of the iceberg for the involvement with the church and the school.
Tracy Rodden and Barbara Novak with Feed New Mexico Kids in studio. We'll have one more short segment with them, so I hope you'll stay with us on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
And if you do have questions about Feed New Mexico Kids, you're always welcome to contact me, Jim, at abqconnect.online, and I'll forward any questions that you have to Tracy and Barbara. Mm-hmm. Barbara's a volunteer with the organization. She oversees the newsletter and she helps with fundraising. Tracy Rodden is the executive director. Barbara, if people want the newsletter and they want to find out more, I love our radio station because people don't really use this as background noise. They're listening intently because they want to know what ministries are doing, you know, who's doing what. I kind of say, you guys are heroes because you're doing what God wants you to do and the Holy Spirit's blessing that. Tell me how people could get the newsletter if they want more information, and you'll send that to them. Is it every month?
Yes. Yeah, so we send out our newsletter every quarter. Okay. So it just went out now at the end of September, and they can email feednmkids@gmail.com, and we can add them as a subscriber. But our newsletter gives all kinds of information. We have an encouraging devotional that we share. We also have a volunteer spotlight where we just recognize a volunteer for the quarter who's going above and beyond. And we just also give the different partners that have partnered with us during that quarter, and just letting everybody know what they've done to come alongside us and support us. So it's a great newsletter, and it really gives all the information about the organization.
Tracy, what are some of the combinations, ways that people can serve and mm-hmm. make sure kids have food for the weekends?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I get this question asked quite a bit. So I'll give the example of UNMH, anesthesiology department. Try to say that three times fast. They collected food. They went, they contacted us. We sent them a list of each food item that they needed. And how, you know, we asked how many snack packs do you want to pack? They said, you know, a certain amount. So we sent them a list of what they needed to collect. So they had all the doctors, all the administrative people donated food, and then they packed it and delivered it here to Calvary. They put it in the bins, and we picked it up and distributed it to schools. So that's one way. That's really the best way. So everything comes from the business. Like I said, how Sandia Prep is collected food, a business does the same thing. They find out what we need in the snack pack. They collect it. They pack it. They give it to us. We distribute it. The other way is to come to our warehouse, and with your team, we can accommodate up to 50 people to pack at our warehouse. And you pack snack packs, and you know the food is there to pack. And then the other way is a business can give us money. Like we said, it's about $5.50 a kid to put together a snack pack, and you know, figure out how many kids do you want to feed. Take a collection amongst the office, or as a business, write the check. Either way, it is a 100% a tax write-off. We are a legit 501c3. We will send you an invoice at the end of the month that you can use for your taxes. You can also send that money to our P.O. box, which I highly recommend that. Everybody who donates online uses our donation platform, which does take 3%. It's just...
Yeah, that's what credit cards and those
right.
kind of
so if you
instruments
write,
do.
Or you write a check, or you... I use Bill Pay to donate to Feed New Mexico Kids. I set it up through Bill Pay, which is a third-party entity, so that my account information is secure and safe. And I send it to our P.O. box, which is on feednmkids.org. It's funny to see my own donation come to me to then be put in the bank.
But then all of it's going to feed kids.
Yep, it's going to feed kids.
Yep. How about individuals? You do like individuals, especially to help monthly, don't you?
We have many. We have between 15 and 20 individuals who denominations of money that they donate consistently every month.
Yeah. Barbara, what's your heart? I mean, you kind of got involved because you heard Tracy speak. You've gotten involved at many different levels, from very starting at a church in Santa Fe to now helping with newsletters and other kinds of things. What would you say to people that are considering this? Is it too much to tackle?
No, I think it's very manageable. And, you know, I'm grateful God has given me a servant's heart. And I love community outreach. I love serving our community. And like Tracy said, being the hands and feet of Jesus. And so as Christians, that's what we're called to do. And so I just think it's a great opportunity to get involved and help the children of New Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right in our backyard.
And you're serving everybody, Tracy.
Yes.
There's no qualifications.
Nope.
It doesn't matter what your gender is.
Nope.
It doesn't matter what your sex is. It
nope.
doesn't matter all the things that our culture seems to want to make an issue. We don't address any of that.
Look at anything except how many kids need the food. That's the only thing.
I love that so much. Tracy and Barbara, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.